the rest of the story. The Mississippi River was indebted to one man more than any other for the preservation of its lore, a riverboat captain more than a century ago, furthermore a gifted storyteller. Now, the river pilots loved to convene and gossip, but every time this one captain drifted solemnly into their midst, the rest would fall silent and listen, enthralled to the tale of the island that had disappeared or the season the river chose another path through the land, any one of innumerable enchanting river stories told as absolute truth by a raconteur who would become famous for such stories. And then, when an enraptured listener told the captain, "You ought to write that down, you know," he did. And he published what he wrote. And the more he published, the more famous he became. In fact, some say that during his career as an author, he often used a pen name derived from a phrase that river pilots used, a phrase which has since become synonymous with American literature. But, well, this is the rest of the story. One day that riverboat captain picked up a copy of True Delta, a New Orleans newspaper, and saw himself, actually, a cruel parody of himself, actually, a preposterous river story told in the style for which he had become renowned and signed with a satirical pen named Sergeant Fathom. Somebody was making fun of him. What the captain could not then have known was that the story had been written by another river pilot, a fellow who had apparently been amused by the captain's exaggerations and had decided to challenge them. The parody was not originally intended for publication, or so the perpetrator would later insist. Some other pilots had simply read it, thought it funny, and sent it in. The story itself was the preposterous account of an impossible river journey made by the Chinese in 1763, and everybody who read it laughed except the captain. Some said it broke his heart to think that his stories had become a mockery behind his back, finally discredited in print for all to see. And the captain never thereafter published a single paragraph, nor would he ever thereafter regale his colleagues, as he once had, with tales of the Mississippi. And he died never hearing the apology which you are about to hear. For the author of the satirical Swipe, and a distinguished gentleman, after learning of the captain's death, expressed his deepest regret. And more, he grew determined to honor the captain's memory thereafter by permanently adopting the old storyteller's pen name. I said he adopted the old storyteller's pen name. For the tall tale telling river captain who awakened one morning to find himself pilloried in print as somebody you've never met, his name was Isaiah Sellers. But he wrote over the name Mark Twain. Now the young river pilot, whose pen when first brandished drew blood, that younger fellow progressed from the disaster of that first published article to volumes which one day would comprise the most beloved fiction in our nation's literary history. The repentant young river pilot was Sam Clemens. He became the second riverboat captain writer to use the name you know as Mark Twain. For now you know the rest of the story.